Good evening, this is Hangaka David Bo. I said Hangaka, but I wonder if perhaps Hangashokuni would be a better term to introduce myself. Here is a print I made a few years ago, a reproduction of an Utamaro design from the Edo era. I carved it, and I printed it. So I guess that makes me a shokuni. This one, though, is another print I made. It is completely original. I designed it, I carved it, and I printed it. So I guess that makes me a hangaka. These two prints, though, whether the design is old or new, have something in common. They were both made with traditional Japanese techniques. They were first carved on pieces of hard cherry wood and then printed using a baran on beautiful washi. These were the techniques used to make all the well-known prints of the Edo era, the famous Hokusai, Hiroshige, Sharaku and Utamaro prints, which everybody is familiar with. This form of printmaking survived into the Meiji era, but during the course of the 20th century, as modern printing press technology became common, it gradually decreased, and there are now very few people making prints this way. Each time I have an exhibition, I have the experience of people coming up to me and thanking me for preserving the tradition. But what does it mean to preserve a tradition? Let's think of the world of music for a moment. The music of Mozart, for example. Do we think of Mozart's music as traditional? Even though his music was composed hundreds of years ago, nobody would ever call it traditional Mozart music. The reason is that his music is and has been continually in use. People play it for pleasure, they play it professionally. In concerts, on CDs, his music is everywhere. It is a genre of music. Imagine the music world as a large building with many floors and many, many rooms. There are a great many genres of music, and in each of these rooms, people are enjoying some particular kind. Here is rap, here is jazz. Of course, Mozart's room is very wide, and a great many people are in there together with him. So, we don't worry about preserving his music, because it remains a part of our daily life and culture. People enjoy both sides, making it and listening to it. Even in the modern world, very different from Mozart's time, the music still has meaning. Now, let's think about the world of art and pictures. We too have a very large building of many floors, and we too have many, many rooms and genres. Just as with the music building, some rooms are wide and crowded, some are small and nearly empty. In some cases, the door is closed. Perhaps the key is lost. This is my job. I am standing at the doorway of the Japanese woodblock print room, and I want to invite you in and show you some things that are so beautiful, you won't believe it. Perhaps you believe that you already know something about Japanese woodblock prints. Perhaps you have been to exhibitions where you have seen some of the famous ones. But if so, the actual beauty of the prints was probably hidden from you. Here is the first problem. The picture frame. Look at this picture. It might actually be difficult to see because of the reflections from the glass. If this were up on the wall in a museum or gallery, we wouldn't be able to get close to it. We are completely isolated from the print itself. Maybe this is a color copy. We can't tell. But if we get rid of the frame, get rid of the glass, and approach closely, we can start to see the beauty. Japanese prints need to be seen up close. But now we come to the second problem, electric lights. Think back to the old days, 100 years or more ago. The illumination for each room came from windows, through shoji screens, and in the evening from soft paper lanterns. It was natural light. But more importantly, it came into the room in a horizontal direction. Modern lights all come down directly from above. Why is that important? Look at this. A Japanese print made on beautiful washi is not just a picture with ink sitting on top of a smooth white surface. It is an object, a three-dimensional object. The colors sink deep into the surface of the paper, and the entire thing becomes an object of beauty. We can see the texture of the paper and the way that the colors beautifully blend together. But this is only possible under soft horizontal illumination. So, is it true that in this modern era we can no longer enjoy Japanese prints? Of course not. Take them off the wall. Take them out of the frames. Turn off the room lights and take them near a window. Shoji screen is better. Then, enjoy. People of Meiji knew these things. But people in our era have forgotten. Now, how is it that I, who grew up overseas with no connection with Japanese culture at all when I was young, can recognize these things? It is because I was never told what to see or what to think about prints, but had to discover everything for myself. It has now been nearly 30 years since I made my first woodblock print. I had no teacher, no guidebook, nothing at all to show me what to do. I understood nothing about woodblock prints. Of course, the first ones I made were terrible. After coming to Japan, I was able to get occasional advice from craftsmen and shitamachi, but for the most part, have worked alone. I have no sensei. But I do in one sense. I take as my models the best prints of the past, the craftsmen of long ago, who made these beautiful prints that we now treasure. Those men are my teachers. Let me show you something. This is a print I made a few years ago. It is a reproduction of a Meiji-era kuchie, a magazine illustration. When I made this, I was very proud of it. The carving is very fine, and the colors are printed with great delicacy. If I show you just this print, you would think that it is very well made. But let's also look at this one. This is the original version from Meiji. Yes, mine is beautifully made, but this one is incredible. Look at the hairs. Look at how much more character they have than the ones I carved. This man was a real master craftsman. I look at such prints every day. These prints, and the men who made them, these are my teachers. Even though those craftsmen have been gone for a century, they still live in my workshop, and I hear their voices whenever I sit down to work. Whenever I might start to say to myself, "That's good enough, the customers will never know the difference," I remember those men. I imagine them watching me, and I try to work to the standard that they would demand. I'm 57 years old now. Realistically speaking, I will never be able to reach their level. They were specialists. Carvers only carved, printers only printed. I try and do both. To produce prints of the same quality, it is a very high mountain that I am climbing. We are nearing the end of my time to talk to you this evening, but I still have one important thing to tell you. And if there are any young people listening, people who may be wondering what kind of work they would like to do one day, this is for you. Most of you probably have a basic idea of how woodblock prints are made. You know that each color is applied to the print from a separate woodblock. To make this print required 30 impressions from the woodblocks in order to produce all the different tones. One color at a time, 30 times. Now, I made 200 copies of this print. And for each and every one of those 200 sheets, one color, second color, third color, for 30 times. This sounds like work for a mindless robot. It must be the most boring job in the world, don't you think? How can I stand it? It is wonderful. The entire process to carve all the blocks and print all those copies took me about 2 months. But I could see, all the way through the long 2 months of work, I could see the finished product, a stack of 200 beautiful woodblock prints. They are made on Echizen Hosowashi, one of the best papers on this planet, and they will last for hundreds of years. Think of it. For each and every one of those 200 sheets, hundreds of years of pleasure, for generations of people yet unborn, all for my investment of just 2 months of peaceful work. I have the best job in Japan. That art building I mentioned with many, many rooms, I can't do it by myself, but together we could do some renovation. We could knock down some walls and make a wide room in which many people would be able to enjoy the wonderful beauty of Japanese woodblock prints. That is my next challenge. Thank you. Thank you very much.